Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, winter travel and emergency response and recovery. Whether heading up a mountain to a ski resort or traversing the country to visit a Christmas market, airmen assigned to Aviano Air Base travel across Europe every winter to experience everything the season has to offer. It is imperative that proper precautions are taken to ensure members of Wyvern Nation make it to and from their destinations safely and are prepared for the worst while traveling.
Extra consideration should be taken when traveling during winter months. Drivers should inspect their vehicles and ensure it's ready for the demands of winter driving. Tire pressure, tread depth, and vehicle fluid should be checked on a regular basis and before long trips. Wyverns are also encouraged to keep a winter emergency kit in their vehicle, including flashlights, extra batteries, blankets, a weather radio, first aid kit, and extra food and water. Master Sergeant Edward Caldwell, 555th Fighter Generation Squadron 1st Sergeant, explains the importance of inspecting your vehicle.
A lot of folks come here and they purchase used vehicles, which is fine. It's great to be able to save that money and not have to worry about a new purchase. However, when the seasons change, depending upon when you bought that vehicle, we need to ensure that that vehicle is ready for the weather over here in Italy and the dynamics of the weather from the rain to the mountains. Ensuring that you're looking through the vehicle, checking those tires, ensuring that they have good tread depth for the hydroplaning actions around here.
Caldwell also reminds airmen that beginning November 15th, Italian law requires all vehicles to be equipped with winter tires or have snow chains available in the vehicle when traveling on marked roadways. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Emergency response and recovery. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The North Carolina Air National Guard and the Federal Emergency Management Agency are delivering over 100,000 pounds of food, water, and other critical supplies for Hurricane Helene victims. The vital supplies were strategically flown in on a C-17 Globemaster III to rural communities that have been cut off from regular supply routes to provide quick and efficient relief. Moody Air Force Base was also severely impacted by Hurricane Helene. More than 700 airmen are working around the clock to restore essential services, assess damages, and support airmen and families. Colonel Ben Rudolphy, 23rd Wing Commander, says recovery teams are working tirelessly to assess the full extent of the damage and restore normal operations as quickly as possible. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.